Morning Watch. Living the Christian life and the church life under the government of God for the economy of God. Week 3. Life and building in Peter's epistles. Wednesday. Related verses. Ephesians 2:21. In whom all the building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it are the issues of life. 1 Peter 3:4 and 15. But the hidden man of the heart, in the incorruptible adornment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is very costly in the sight of God. 15. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, being always ready for a defense to everyone who asks of you an account concerning the hope which is in you. Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, O Israel, what does Jehovah your God ask of you, except that you fear Jehovah your God, so that you would walk in all his ways, and love him, and serve Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart and from your whole soul and from your whole mind and from your whole strength. Psalms 139:23-24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is some harmful way in me, and lead me on the eternal way. Related reading. Since the building is living, it is growing. It grows into a holy temple. The actual building of the church, as the house of God, is by the believer's growth in life. Many people have difficulty in their spiritual life after they are saved because they do not know the pathway of life. They do not take Christ as their life. A smooth stone does not have any sharp edges or protrusions. Some people are born this way. They never offend their siblings and parents at home, and they never offend their co-workers and superiors at work. Regardless of how people treat them, they are always smooth and even. When such a person is saved, he becomes a smooth Christian in the church. Many brothers and sisters praise him, saying, "This person is truly spiritual. He never argues at home or causes trouble outside. We see him doing many things, but he never gives his opinion. He is truly spiritual and full of life." We need to realize that this is actually hypocrisy. If his behavior were truly spiritual, then it would mean that he was spiritual even before he was saved. This is not possible. A person's spirituality is not determined by outward appearance, but by how he takes care of Christ. Life is God himself. Life is Christ, and life is the Holy Spirit. Anything that is not of God, Christ, or the Holy Spirit is not life. Hence, regardless of how much a person can meet and even go beyond the standard of morality, this is still not necessarily life. Christ operates and moves in us in order to make us clear about his will and requirements for us, and about his leading and dealing with us. However, if we do not obey but go against the feeling within, not accepting his leading or paying the price, this unwillingness and opposition are rebellion. We may be very active and zealous in doing such things as visiting gospel friends and fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters, but still may imprison the living Christ within us by ignoring him. Thus, we are actually disobeying the living Christ in us. He wants us to do things in a certain way, but we refuse to follow his way. Our unwillingness to do things according to his will is clearly rebellion. Our natural being, disposition, and self are all problems that prevent God's life from coming out of us. However, the problem of our natural capability and ability is even more serious, and it is a strong obstacle that prevents God's life from flowing out of us. Many brothers and sisters truly love the Lord, are zealous for the Lord, and are very godly. Nevertheless, their greatest problem is the strength and greatness of their capabilities and abilities. Consequently, Christ has no ground or way in them. They even think that their capabilities and talent are good and useful things to the church. They think that they need such things in order to serve God. They do not despise their natural capabilities. Instead, they treasure them. If these capabilities remain unbroken in them, they will become a problem to Christ's life. May the Lord have mercy on us so that we would be enlightened to see how many obstacles there are in us and how much these obstacles restrict God's life. Actually, the obstacles in us are not limited only to these things. Nevertheless, there is one solution to all these obstacles in us. We must pass through the cross and let the cross break us. If we want Christ's life to be unhindered in us, we must experience the breaking of the cross and allow these obstacles to be dealt with and removed. This will allow Christ's life to be lived out from us.